Good morning, church. This week we are working through the first five verses of Psalm 103, dealing with one verse at a time, one verse a day. And we're going to find ourselves challenged by these five verses. So today we're going to kick off with verse 1, but let's first read the first five verses we deal with this week. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103 is a psalm of joyous praise in which the psalmist, David, rises from a thankful acknowledgement of personal blessings to a lively celebration of God's gracious attributes. He magnifies the attributes of Jehovah God as displayed in his dealings with his creatures, people created in his own image. First, the psalmist sings of personal mercies which he had himself received, which we'll see in these first five verses that we're looking at. He concludes the psalm, verses 21 and 22, by summing all the creatures in the universe to adore the Lord and join with him in blessing Jehovah God, the ever gracious one. But I ask you, please read the whole psalm so you get the full picture, and not just the five verses that we're dealing with. So let's kick off with our verse one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That was from the New King James Version. The New Living Translation says, let all I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. David is here communicating with his own head and heart, and he is no fool talking to himself. He has definitely not lost his mind. He's actually acting in his own best interest by stirring up his soul, his whole being, to do what is important, the duty of praising God. Often worshiping God is not something we strive to do on our own, but are happy to be part of a group of people worshiping God, maybe on a Sunday or while watching Christian media. What the psalmist is encouraging us to do is personal worship. Something we do when we're all alone with God. No accompanying music from our cell phone. Just us and God. And I have to be truthful here. Not many Christians rise to this challenge. A lot of our worship is second grade. In other words, it's not coming from us straight. We're just joining in with whatever else is happening. The psalm says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, the word my soul is also translated all that I am. So David is encouraging his whole person to get involved in the duty of praise. And the next part of this verse spells this out clearly. A Bible translation that I've not come across before, called the Polychrome Bible from 1896, translates the first verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. The call here is that all the organs of the body are being called upon to give thanks for the rich blessings of the Lord, to make known the revelation of his presence and all his attributes before people everywhere. So this is no casual time of worshiping. It's a total commitment of the whole being in worshipping God. And then the psalmist tells us that we need to bless his holy name. What does it mean to bless his holy name? Well, when I use your name represents the whole of you, everything you are, everything you have been, everything you will become. So his holy name is a symbol of his complete moral perfection and uniqueness. In Psalm 5:11, we read this: "But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you." It is the Lord that is to be blessed and spoken well of, for he is the fountain of all good. It is to his name, his holy name, that we are to concentrate our praise, giving thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. This is a great psalm of praise concerning the tender mercies of God. It's a psalm of thanksgiving for things and a psalm of praise for a person, and that person is Christ Jesus. The psalm begins as a solo and ends in a symphony of universal praise. There is a real danger today of going to church, observing the ritual, and parroting pious platitudes. And this is the thing God warned his people about in Isaiah 29:13. We read this in Isaiah 29:13. And so the Lord says, "These people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote." We need to understand God is not happy with lip service. It's so easy to slip into singing great Christian worship songs without a real deep, let's say, heart reverence for Jesus Christ. And if there's no real submission to God's word and his demands, then it's just lip service. So I have a question. How dead is your personal worship? This psalm says, "All that is within me bless his name." You know, the flesh can't do this. I'm going to make a confession to you. I can't worship the Lord like I want to. Do you know why? This old 74-year-old flesh of mine can't rise to that level. It is only by the Holy Spirit that you and I can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And therefore we need the Holy Spirit to be working in our lives, stirring up within us worship. But we have to come alongside that stirring up and give our whole self to worshiping him. True praise, I believe, comes from a grateful heart that sincerely wants to glorify and please the Lord. All that is within me means all of our inner being is focused on the Lord, our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. And of course, it means that we are prepared to obey his will after our praise has ended. Well, I hope that's given you some thought, and that was only verse 1. You'll hear from me tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.